we've all decided what to do, and we decided that somebody had got to get across to, trying to see what could be done at the pumping station there. Well, they knew I was an electrician, so I said, well, if we can get us across there, I'll get some gear together, and we'll see what we do to see if we can get any of the pumps working. Because all the pumps shut off for some reason, we didn't know what was happening in there, obviously. I'm trying to think where the hell we got that rowboat from, I can't remember now. Basically, our sewerworks manager, he was a young, athletical, great one with the ladies, in fact. He was also a good swimmer, as it happened as well. So we got this boat from somewhere, this rowing boat. In the meantime, somebody had been on to the, the government department at Shoeby, the military department.
The Ministry of Defence, I imagine.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And they voluntarily sent up a small duck. The only thing was that was useless because the water wasn't deep enough, couldn't get it. It was after that then we got rowboat from somewhere, and basically this works manager, he rowed, and I just sat in the thing with my bits and pieces, and we got rowed across to the pump station.
From the bottom of Brook Road to the pumping station.
Yeah, now I should explain that around that pump station there was a fence, a security fence, with a padlock gate. Now we had a slight problem, like when we got over there, so far across, of course, we hit the fence and the gate. So, anyway, now he fortunately got his big bunch of keys with him. So, because obviously his manager, he had access to all sites. So now came the interesting thing. While the spectators at the bottom of Brook Road looked on, he stripped off, literally, and dived in the water. With the keys to try and unlock this damn padlock on a chain under the water. Anyway, after about five, six attempts, he eventually managed to get the key in the lock and eventually unlocked it. I'm not sure how he got the chain off. Anyway, we got the chain off somewhere and managed to push the gate open. That's another story. We were trying to push it because we forgot it pulled. But him and I got to the pumping station, you see, was on a raised area, a slightly raised area, you see. There's a big concrete slab you can look down there. And so once we got inside our security fence, we got the rowboat in as close as we could to this edge of this concrete slab. And I then got off and we passed my gear across and got inside the station. Now I knew there was a table, there used to be, and there was still the table there. So we rode a bug out gear on the table. It was about water came out about there sort of thing. It was very, very...
They're being worked.
But
they can't hear you there.
It came up to what, halfway up your calf?
It was about 6-9 inches top back, and it was enough to be a nuisance, but certainly wasn't dangerous there because we were up high on the floor of this pump station. So anyway, unfortunately that pump station that time was a very old antiquated station with what we call open type fuse holders and everything else, and believe me, it's not the best condition under which to try and start repairing things or pulling fuses or anything else. Because what had happened, obviously, the water had been higher and it had covered the fuse intakes and blown the fuses. But in the meantime, it had gone down a bit, therefore I decided, right, let's try and pull the fuses. So these big stamp fuses. So all I had was a handkerchief, and he went and got some bit of his clothes he had in the boat, from taking them off. So I wrapped those around my hand and pulled the fuse carrier clear. Anyway, having done that, I looked around and it didn't seem to be too bad, it was soaking wet and everything else. So then the great decision came. So I had obviously taken fuse oil with me and that, so I repaired the fuses and we put them in.
That sounds rather dangerous, electricity and water.
There is very great danger. I know, don't worry, I've done many things in my time. But, no, but basically, so, as I say, there's three phases as well, I should explain. By the way, so that's 440 volts, not 230, you see. So basically, with Jolly Will, he said, well, you do that, I'm going to stand there and watch it. So he was more scared of electricity than I was, obviously. If I didn't know what I was doing, I wouldn't have taken the chance. But anyway, so basically, we bashed the fuses in and closed the breaker, and lo and behold, the pump started. So that was the first pump. Anyway, the second one, I seem to remember, there was sparks and bits of stuff flying in all directions, and that we never did start, as I say. And then I seem to remember we got one of the others going, I forget who it was, down with three or number four.